Granny's in there. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Stone. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Mr. Webster brought in a legal paper for Justice of the Peace Lum Edwards to sign the other day. And the paper turned out to be a court order evicting Grandpappy Spears from his farm. Mr. Webster said it was merely a necessary step clearing the way for building the health resort there. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. His father is just entering.
Papa, well, what are you in such a rash about?
Oh, I just come by to tell you, you better get over there. You're going to miss it.
Going to miss what?
Why, they're starting to move them steam shovels and things over there. Hurry up, son.
Yeah, I better get over there. Yeah. Is there a pretty big crowd over there now?
They're starting to gather. come on, let's go.
Wait a minute. Blame it all anyway.
What's the matter, son?
Oh, I can't go now. I got to stay here and watch the store till Lum gets back.
Oh, ain't Lum here?
No, he said he's going over to see the town marshal, Uncle Henry Lonsford.
Yeah,
I bound you I know exactly where he's at, though. He's standing right over there himself, gawking at them steam shovels right now.
What does he Uncle Henry for, anyway?
Well, he has to see him about starving them eviction papers on Grandpappy Spears.
Grandpappy Spears?
Yeah.
Is Milford having to move?
Yeah, sure. See, that's where they're going to build a health resort right there on his farm. Mr. Webster come in here and got Lum to sign the papers for moving Grandpap and Aunt Charity right out of their home.
Well, that's curious. I seen Milford this morning, and he never mentioned nothing about moving.
Yeah, well, more likely he don't know nothing about it yet. I bound you he ain't going to be very happy when he hears about it, neither.
I don't reckon so.
Oh, no.
Why, him and Charity's lived over there for... wait a minute. I see Lum coming yonder.
Yeah.
Now you can leave, Abner.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I better ask Lum about it. He don't like for me to be running all over town during working hours.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to wait no longer. I've missed too much of it already.
Yeah, well, you run on ahead, Papa. Yeah. I'll get over there as quick as I can.
Yeah, the steam shovels are over there by the livery stable.
Yeah, I don't know where they're at.
Yeah, I'll see you over there, son. Hello there, Lum.
Yeah, what are you rushing off to, Mr. Peabody?
Oh, I gotta get over and watch you move that junk. I'll see you later.
Yeah, so long.
Lum, are you going to be here for a few minutes?
I don't know yet. What junk was your papa talking about?
Just some junk. If you're going to be here, Lum, I better go and I got to make a deliver.
Well, this is one of the days we don't deliver.
Well, this is sort of a special one, I think, and I might be going quite a while because I got to go clean out to the Potter place.
To the Potter place?
Yeah, it takes longer to get out there every time. I better get started as quick as I can.
Wait just a minute, Abner. Come back here.
Yeah?
If you're making a deliver to the Potter's place, you better take some lunch goods for yourself and pack a few clothes, because if you recollect, the Potter's moved... And another thing, I think them steam shovels can get along without you. Did Uncle Henry Lunsford call here any time I was out?
Lum, can I just go over for a little while? Papa said they're starting to move the steam shovels and some other machinery, and I'd just love to see that the worst way.
They're just moving them out to Grandpap's place. You have plenty of chances to look at them.
Yeah, I know it, Lum, but I just want...
I asked if Uncle Henry called here any time.
Uncle Henry? I thought you'd over there seen him.
Well, I went over there, but I never located him.
Oh.
I thought maybe he's trying to get in touch with me or something.
No. Only call that come in was Mr. Webster. Want to know if them eviction papers had been served yet.
Well, I can't get them served till I find Uncle Henry.
No.
He's a town marshal, and he has to do that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, that's sort of what I told Mr. Webster, I think. Lum, couldn't I just go there for a little teeny bitty while?
No, you got to help me locate where Uncle Henry's at.
Well, couldn't that wait, Lum? I don't think we ought to be in such a hurry to get them papers served on Grandpap, no way. You know, I feel sort of sorrowful for him about all this.
Well, there ain't no need to feel sorrowful for him, I don't think.
Well, you were pretty tore up over it yourself the other day after you signed a court order throwing one of your best friends right out of his home.
I know I was, but then I got to thinking it over and I realized it's something that that would have to be did before they could build a health resort there.
Well, yeah, I reckon so, yeah.
And Grandpap's going to get rich off this whole thing, so he oughtn't to care if he has to move.
Hmm.
Him and Mr. Webster's more likely talked this over some time ago.
Well, Papa said that he talked to Grandpap this morning. Grandpap never mentioned it to him.
Yeah, well, more than likely, he just never had no reason to mention it.
Well, maybe so, maybe so. Hadn't thought about it just that way.
No, ain't no use in feeling sorrowful for Grandpap, Abner. As soon as he starts getting rich, he'll more than likely build himself the biggest house this town's ever saw.
He will, huh?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't be surprised. You take a feller like him that ain't had nothing all his life, and then all of a sudden he gets rich, well, naturally he wants to make a big show of it.
Yeah.
Just human nature, you might say.
Dogan, I wish this had happened to me instead of old Grandpappy Spears. Wish somebody would discover I had a valuable spring on that piece of property of mine.
Well, you ain't even got a spring on your place.
No. I got a well. You reckon I ought to have that well water annualized long?
No, no. That water ain't got no health building stuff in it.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to try it anyway. Oh, I'd love to get rich some way. Build me a big house like that Grandpappy Spirit is going to do and get me a steam shovel to ride around in all day long.
Well, maybe someday you can do that.
Get me two of them.
You know what that old letter saying of mine says? Everything comes to him that waits.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, huh? What was that about? Waiting for everything?
Oh, I just said everything comes to him that waits.
What do you mean by that?
Just what I said. Body's got to have patience.
You mean if you just sit and wait long enough, why, everything will come to you?
Well, I don't know if everything will or not.
You said everything.
Well, that's the way the saying goes. Everything comes to him that waits.
Yeah. Dogged, I bound Elizabeth will be glad to hear that. Maybe she'll stop fussing at me for a while.
Fussing at you?
Oh, yeah.
What about?
Oh, well, you know how women folks are long. All that want you to buy them some of them little feminine knock-knock things, you know.
Oh, what does she want now, for pity's sake?
Oh, she's been hounding me to death wanting a new span of mules.
Span of mules?
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that instead of buying them, she can just sit there now and wait till they come to her.
Oh, well, now, wait. You can't actually get things that away. Just sit and wait for them.
Well, she'll stand up and wait then, Lum. She'll do anything. She's just anxious to get them mules. She just wants them the worst way.
That ain't exactly the kind of waiting I'm talking about, though.
What other kind of waiting is he?
I don't know.
You mean waiting on tables? That kind of waiting?
No.
Oh, I'm feared Elizabeth wouldn't hardly have time for that long. She's got just about all she can do work the place now with her plowing to do and the hoeing to do around there and the milking and chopping the wood. She's pretty busy over there.
Well, that ain't it, though.
No, I don't believe so, neither. For the folks that waits on tables, see, they take stuff to other folks instead of stuff coming to them.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, now, you could say that everything comes to him that sits at the table.
Yeah.
Instead of him that waits, you could say that.
All right. You say it that way, and I'll say it my way.
Well, I don't want to change it now. If you've done got it started the other way, I don't want to butt in.
I ain't got it started no way. Fact is, I'm sorry I ever mentioned it.
Oh?
See, it's just one of them sayings you can't take too literary. You can't just sit and wait. You've got to be a go-getter, too.
A go-getter?
Yeah.
Well, long you can't be both. Now, you can be a waiter or you can be a go-getter, but you have to stop waiting whenever you go get, Lum, because when you get up to go get, you ain't waiting no longer.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner, you'd run a body stark raving mad crazy.
Well, how can a fella go get something and stand there and wait at the same time?
I don't know. You're getting me mixed up now. I hope that was our ring.
Well, the way I see this thing, Lum...
Hey, Chef Abner, let me answer the phone.
The fella's got to make up his mind.
Hello, John. I'm down store and library. Lum Edders talking.
If you want to go get, you go get.
Oh, yeah, Uncle Henry. I was trying to get you.
I say everything comes to him and go gets it.
Yeah, I got an eviction paper here for you to serve on Grandpappy Spears.
I'll try that waiting, though. That's pretty handy.
Well, it's just a routine thing they got to do before they can start building the health resort out there.
Don't take a lot of energy to set and wait. You could try that out without too much trouble.
All right, fine, Uncle Henry. You bet. Goodbye.
Mom, I sort of hate to hear you do that about Grandpappy.
Oh, it's all right. I explained to you why it has to be did. And Grandpap surely ain't going to care. He's going to be a lot better off.
Yeah, but now what if something happens with that health resort out here? Then Grandpap won't have no farm or nothing else.
Well, ain't no doubts now that Mr. Webster's going through with the health resort.
Ain't, huh?
Well, I know all them steam shovels are proof of that.
Huh?
He surely wouldn't have went to all the expense of having them things sent out here if he never aimed to use them, would he?
No, I reckon not. I reckon I'm wrong. Just seems to me... Wait a minute. There comes Papa back. He must have got tired of watching.
I admit there was a time when I doubted Mr. Webster myself, but I can see now where I was mistaken.
Yeah. Are they done moving the steam shovels, Popple?
Yeah, but if you want to see them again, son, you better hurry over there.
Well, I'll see them when they get him out to Grandpappy Spirit's place.
Yeah, they ain't going out there.
They ain't.
Well, whereabouts is Mr. Webster taking them, then?
Well, I just found out he ain't got nothing to do with them.
Huh?
Yeah, them ain't his steam shovels. They belong to some construction outfit that's moving on west to build something out there at the Army camp.